Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we're not screening your calls. Is anybody concerned about confirmed plans with the camps that are already in place to take political dissidents and brainwash you and re-educate you? I mean, you like living in North Korea? They want to bring us there. They want to make America like North Korea. The out-of-control crooks with the TSA, all of it, is about breaking our will and getting us accustomed to that. Are we going to put up with this is my question. 800-259-9231. KC in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? It's an honor to be talking to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you.
I've got a few quick things to bring up here. I'm a city driver for a local freight company in Oklahoma City, and I have seen an enormous amount of TSA field training kits coming across the dock where we're delivering here to a Lockheed Martin facility in Oklahoma City, on the south side of Oklahoma City by the airport. And I see a lot of it coming across dock going to different parts of the nation. I've never seen the amount. I'm talking 60, 70 skids within 2 week period going to the
TSA. No, they got billions of funding this year to put TSA all over the country. They're going to come to Austin and like, look, I'm going to grab your genitals at the park. Now, we're not just going to molest your children at the airport. We're here. And they're coming, and they're going to search bags without warrants, and they're going to do it. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. They've got to get you used to people at street corners checking your ID so they can say, oops, Alex Jones, when you're out at the shopping mall or at the grocery store or church, they pull you over or the TSA stops you and they put you in handcuffs. Army truck pulls up. Bye-bye. Ha-ha-ha. So tell me about that, because I know they've been setting up the TSA inspectors, as they're called, in every town. They're our new god. Tell me about it.
Well, I asked him, why is there so much volume of freight coming across? And one of the guys kind of sneered at me. He said, well, they're ramping up their efforts for checkpoints in America. And I flat out told the guy, they better not try and give me a checkpoint. I still have a Fourth Amendment right. I'm innocent until proven guilty, and they better not try it on me. And the guys looked at me, and they called in and asked that I not come back out to that facility again.
Really? So who there specifically said they're ramping up the domestic checkpoints?
Just one of the guys that was in there that was in the receiving, just an older gentleman. And it's kind of like what you said, how before they're collaborators. Some of these people don't have a job and don't have any other prospects but to work for but to be the minions of these globalists. And it's a shame because you see some of these guys in there, they're just happy to get a paycheck. They don't care what they're doing.
So to be clear, he didn't even work for the TSA, but he knew, he'd been told, this is where we're going to set up checkpoints, and he thought that was good just because he was at a loading dock. He's part of the winning team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, exactly.
You know what? Stay there. We're going to come back from break because this was actually, I was looking at all this news I hadn't covered yet. And the next thing I was going to cover after more calls was CBS News. Secret Service calls for TSA body scanners on the streets of America to keep the federales safe. And here it is, CBS News. And so what you're talking about is exactly what's going on. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back to Casey. I want you to start from the beginning, what you do, where you were, what he said, what it was like for people on the other side, because I want to cover that article at that point. Then it just dovetails with all the other fun. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. But that's not what's important. The important part is that I get wound up sometimes and interrupt. That's what's important. We want to talk about that now. And, you know, InfoWars.com needs to cover this. I actually see this thing going, why isn't Alex Jones covering Ron Paul on our videos covering Ron Paul? And I'm just like, yeah, he's just now getting into Ron Paul. Really, I was promoting Ron Paul when you didn't know who he was 17 years ago. But again, it's not that the attacks are real. It's that it's like a mental illness of these people in their mommy's basement eating Hot Pockets, watching video games. You little kids need to get involved in fighting corruption, not complaining about Alex Jones to count coup and feel like a big man. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
News, you name it, is reporting on it. Guys, put that article up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers for me. Thank you. Secret Service wants TSA pat-downs on some trains during NATO summit in Chicago and naked body scanners. And they're going to have the Army on the streets. Any excuse to militarize America? This on the heels of InfoWars.com story, Obama mentor with video, wanted Americans put in re-education camps, whether underground terrorists plan to kill, K-I double hockey sticks, kill 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Oh, and look, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. Like Patty Hearst with the Stockholm Syndrome. Here's the CBS News headline. Summit could mean airport-style security. And I saw the, what was it, $3 billion extra just a few months ago past Congress, and then there was some other spending as well, where they are calling them TSA inspectors, and they're the boss of everything. They were just going to be at shipping places and infrastructure, but now everything's infrastructure. And they're just all over Texas. I heard San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, warrantless bag searches, checkpoints. They command the police. And I've heard from a little bird in the city of Austin in the police department that coming up in the middle of the summer, we'll be getting them here. First, it won't be on the news, though. It's to acclimate officers that they just set up little checkpoints and they have a few little light rail stations. And people get there and it's like, hey, meet Potbelly. He's going to grab your genitals and search your bag without a warrant. So it's here. Now, he just called in, but we got cut off by the break. I want Casey in Oklahoma to describe, and again, everything he's saying is already on record, but this is eyewitness to this. Repeat everything you said and add the other area you didn't have time to get into about what you witnessed there at the main distribution hub in Oklahoma. It's also the main prisoner hub, I should add, for the feds. But break down what you were told this was for. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the delivery, it says it in the body of the bill that I have, the freight bill. It says TSA field training kit. And it's a pretty good size kit. I'm about 6 foot tall, 6'2", and it's taller than me. There's hard case totes on there that have padlocks on them, and it's shrink wrapped. It's got security wrap tape all around it. And I've been delivering to this place for 2 weeks now, probably 16 to 20 skids going to this place. And I asked the guy, why is there so much coming through here? He just kind of looked at me with this little grin on his face. Well, they're fixing to wrap up a domestic checkpoint. And I had to bite my tongue. I told him, they better not do it to me. I still have a Fourth Amendment right. And, they called and asked that I not come back out to that facility because
they're a bunch of pervs. Hey, do you have any daughters or children? Because they're really looking forward to getting their hands on your wife. See, oh, you think you're going to avoid them by not flying? These pervs are going to get their goods. Take Tennessee. They've had 4 years of grope points with the Army at them, and they actually grope. I mean, imagine you. It's like we're putting our hands on your crying kids. Welcome to America. I mean, this is martial law in slow motion is what it is.
Exactly. I'm not a violent person by any means, but I will stand to defend my constitutional rights. I have 3 kids, a 10, a 12, and a 3-year-old, all boys.
Ooh, they and like 3-year-olds. They like those.
Yeah, they better not. That's like you said.
Oh, but I'm sorry, did you hear? They ordered hundreds of mobile armored pill boxes. They're going to be in armored pill boxes.
Yes, sir.
And isn't that now?
Oh, 400.
Sorry, go ahead.
Talking about the, what that does tell, too, into what you were saying about how they're saying that the returning veterans are the number one enemy. I'm the type of person I was always raised that you ask the old-timers, like any job I've ever been in, construction, digging ditches, running a trencher, running a heavy baler, driving a truck. I don't have a problem picking the old-timers' minds, asking them, hey, how should I go about this? How should I do this? They've got the experience. I don't have a problem going to them. And that's one thing that I see that they're trying to take out of the equation is these returning veterans. Because when something does come and something hits, and when it does hit the fan, those are the people that I'm going to gravitate to. Those are the people that I'm going to go and try and pick their mind. Teach me tactics. Teach me survival. Teach me weapons. Teach me what they taught you in boot camp. And I see that they're trying to remove that equation, but you can't get the experience and the education from those who have been in contact, who are awake to what this world government is trying to do.
They want
to
get rid of the force multipliers, is what that's called.
That's exactly what that is.
Well, I tell you, so, but you also added, repeat your point about this is the collaborator bootlicker type who enjoys the idea of checkpoints because he feels like he's part of it because he helps ship it to them. Tell folks about that.
Well, exactly. It's like the bully in school, you know, that he doesn't have any power unless it's whatever you give him. And these little guys here, they're doing everything they can just to have a job. And they feel empowered because they're working with so the so-called powers that be, they're going to march in on the people. I mean, these guys are just, you can just tell that this is their last-ditch effort for a job. And they think that they've got something because they've gone along and collaborated with this enemy that has infiltrated our government like the French did that turned against their own people. That's ridiculous. How can these people say they're Americans and know what they're doing to these people? When this does hit the fan, Alex, and it's coming, and it's going to hit the people that I'm in contact with here, with former military and people that are awake, we're prepared. We're prepared in Oklahoma for whatever comes. And I'm sorry if it does come to that, that's like you said, that's what they want. They want us fighting amongst each other while they set offshore and watch what happens here. But the boys in America, we don't, in Oklahoma, we don't miss. We're trained. Whether we got, whether it's handguns, rifles, bows and arrows, whether it's a swing shot, we're prepared. And it better not come here because they're not going to like what they find.
Well, the collaborators aren't going to like what happens to them. You're talking about the Vichy French helping stand down France when the Nazis rolled in. People say Hitler defeated the French. Most of their military just stood down and had been paid off. That's what the West did in Iraq. They'd already paid off the Iraqi Republican Guard so that almost no one resisted when they came in. And you know, that's how these governments do this. And 450 million rounds of 40 hollow point for the American people. Hundreds of mobile pillboxes, a couple hundred million rounds of 223, 308. They're handing out shotguns and rifles to even non-law enforcement agencies. They are gearing up for a war with the American people. And while the bankers sit offshore, they think they're going to send in the TSA commanding the local police. That's the sickest thing. I've seen newscasts out of Tennessee and Houston, and it'll show the TSA people walking around with a clipboard ordering the police to search people. I mean, it's so pathetic, and it's so pathetic how the Houston police chief is. It makes me want to throw up. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, you were talking about how they were talking about how people are being watched on Facebook and by the FBI. I've specifically been on Facebook myself, and I will put rants up against the government, against the NDAA. I have been deleted while I have been placing my statement and backed out of Facebook on my cell phone, on my Android.
No, it happens all the time. It's all, listen, imagine the millions of cowards that have joined this system. And I've run into them, and they love it. They want re-education camps. These are guys that couldn't get a woman if they had $1 million. You know, a guy that, you know, women can tell when a guy's good and strong, you know, you can't keep the women away from you. These cowards, women run from them. That's why they want to have your women in their little dungeons. These are the type of people. These are just filth. No one wants to associate with them. No one wants to be around them. So they want to, that's why they want power. A powerful person would be embarrassed to act like this. A powerful person wants to crush bad people, not set up domestic checkpoints. God bless you. And then I hear these idiots going, oh, they'll get the illegal aliens. The illegal aliens are given driver's license, bank accounts, everything. When Homeland Security does a stage bust at a meatpacking plant, they take the illegals out the back door and give them green cards. That's Associated Press. So I don't want to hear this is about security. Look, all of you that signed on to this and that rationalize it, enjoy. Jake in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm an aspiring activist, and I was wondering if you could give me some information on how I can start in my local community.
Sure. Go to the city council and tell them that you don't like the New World Order and fluoride in the water and get in their face. And scream at them a little bit. Just get in the habit of not caring what people think about you. That's where it all starts. And then just create whatever slogan you think and website and plaster it on, you know, print 500 copies and plaster it all over town.
All right,
there you go.
You.
Call into talk radio. Go take the classes. They're easy. Get an Access TV show. Call and buy a 1-watt FM transmitter and start broadcasting 24 hours a day off a computer, off an antenna out the window, and put up signs all over your neighborhood so everybody can tune in. You'll reach hundreds. Hit them and hit them hard. You want more advice?
Yes, please.
Well, you want to start with, you know, bashing your head into the wall. That's how I started. No, I'm just joking. I don't do that. That's actually how I started. But the point is that first you got to get mad, okay? You got to get motivated, and you got to stop caring. And some chicken neck neighbor wants to laugh at you? That's because they're a chicken neck. Or somebody wants to walk over and pull their billy club out and tell you don't have free speech? Start beating my head in, man. Go ahead and destroy America. You know what? It's all about not caring anymore. It's all about just saying, you know what? I'm not your slave. You hear what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. I'm 15 years old. This is my first time ever calling in.
And well, I would just call, great job. Listen, I got Richard Reeves coming up, and I got other guests, but I'll put you on hold. I'll even talk to you off air if I have to, but here's what you do. You just start handing out bumper stickers at school, start talking about liberty, They'll persecute you for that. Then you make a bigger deal out of that to illustrate the tyranny. Then it's in the newspaper. They don't come after your freedom until you try to exercise it. Draw the enemy out.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Way up. Way up. All right, this is a quick report, and then Joel Skousen is coming up. More of your calls. About a year ago, I was driving down 2222 at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, going about 60 miles an hour. A lady came out of her lane. I was in the slow lane. Almost hit me, so I had to go over into the shoulder. Right as I was going over a hill, there was a bike right up in the edge of the lane. Because they have big shoulders on all these roads. The bikes will get right over on the line or sometimes actually get on interstate highways. I almost killed them. I mean, they would have been all over my car, you know, coming into my windshield. Might have killed me. But I was able to get over as the car began to get over and almost hit them. And the bike rider, as I drove by, was flipping me off. Now, Richard Reeves, who does reports, camera work, also helps me drive the bus around when we go on the road. He's a longtime 18-wheeler driver, you name it, and cab driver. And I was telling the story the other day, and he ran up and said, my gosh, they challenge you. They're aggressive. And they run red lights. They cut in front of you. They get on 360. They get on major highways and get in the roads. And when they get in packs, they get even crazier, and they're getting killed like every week in Austin. And so the answer the government is saying is to shut down part of lanes, Lamar, South Congress, make you back into the parking spots causing all these wrecks. It's all about the bike riders, and that's what the news is saying. Who wins in Boston, bikes versus cars? And I'm not against bikes. I like biking. Richard likes to mountain bike. But when I bike, I get way over on the shoulder. I mean, when I'm in a car, I defensively drive. I mean, motorcyclists don't drive like this. There's something wrong with these bicyclers, and they say, hey, we're taking over. Agenda 21 is using them, telling them, hey, the road's yours. They're talking about taking highways now and giving them bike lanes. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one cause of death for police and firefighters is pulling people over or working highways. This is not fun. This is cars going 75 miles an hour killing each other. And they've got steel cages. Richard, we only got about 3 minutes, but give us your report on this, because they had another person get run over on a major highway in Austin. And of course, trains are killing people now, so they're saying get rid of cars because the trains can't stop. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
Light rail.
I drove for 30 years professionally, 20 years, 18-wheelers, 10 years driving taxi here in Austin and San Antonio. And I got to tell you, when I started driving cab, 10-plus years in taxi business, I started driving in 97, 98 with the cabs, and I've seen as the years have gone by that continually pedestrians and bicyclists just get more brazen and more neglectful about what they're doing out
there. They'll be on their phone and walk out in front of you.
That's right. You know, we talk about texting and driving. Well, it's like recently I saw a pedestrian in downtown Austin that was messing with his smartphone. I don't know if he was texting or calling or what, but he was still walking into an intersection, and he ran right smack flat dab into a van taxi cab right there sitting there at the red light. He just walked right into it. So the bicyclists are challenging down there. Downtown especially is really bad in South Austin, North Austin.
But they'll aggressively cut in front of you and then bug their eyes out, or they'll cut across two lanes. And if you look at them wrong, they'll go, F you.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, bike rage is the issue. But it's like, oh, they're little special. They're our Lord. We must do what they say.
And I'm sitting here. I love vehicles with two wheels. I mean, I've had motorcycles most years of my life, and I intend to have another motorcycle one day.
Somebody stole your motorcycle.
Somebody stole my motorcycle a couple years ago. Otherwise, I'd still have it. And I love bicycles. I grew up riding bikes. I love two-wheel vehicles. But here's the rule, folks. If you're riding on two wheels, whether it's a bicycle or a motorcycle,
you're in. Invisible.
Assume that nobody sees you. You've got to assume that you're invisible. Super defensive, because if a car hits you, a truck hits you, whatever, a motorized vehicle of any type hits you, who's going to win that battle in the long run? I mean, maybe you're 6 feet under, and maybe your family sues or whatever and gets some money out of it. But
that's not even the issue. Sure, there are bad drivers. They admit these bike riders are getting super aggressive.
Well, they are. They are.
I mean, it's part of that critical mass where they take over New York and stuff. But now it's just like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to run out in front of an 80-mile-an-hour car. That'll show you.
Right. I've experienced that myself. And there was talk on the mainstream radio here in Austin about giving the bicyclists super rights, where there's even a bigger penalty if you hit one or run over one. Well, God forbid they get those super rights, because then they'll really, who knows what levels they'll challenge us then, you know, just driving on the streets. So it's just crazy.
But they break the laws like nothing I've seen.
Well, and I'll sit there. I'll admit, I've run my share of red lights when I'm on a bicycle or whatever, but nobody's ever had to step on a brake. Nobody's ever had to steer to avoid me. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I mean, I was on 360 a few months ago, and I was getting off at the BK's exit, and we're going about 10 miles an hour down the deal, and the guy gets off. There's two lanes, and he just cuts in front of everyone, almost hitting them, and then stopping, and then going, and acting arrogant. And I'm not into road rage. I control it. But the road rage I'm seeing is these bicycles. They think they're God. They're anti-car. It's liberals on these things. They're anti-car. They're arrogant chicken necks.
And it's like I mentioned to you the other day, the most dangerous people, whether it's drivers, bicyclists, pedestrians, motorcyclists, to me, in my book right now, the most dangerous people out there on the road are the bicyclists.
No, I mean, I see them almost hit every day. They think they're God.
Yes.
And I know when I've been on a motorcycle or a bike, I act like I'm invisible.
Well, and that's the only way to survive.
And then they complain when they get killed, Richard. Richard Reeves, thanks for popping in. Joel Skousen coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Just type into the search engines, The Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen. You can watch an hour and a half special report that we did about a week and a half ago that is very, very informative and popular. We're going to do a whole nother two-plus hour report that will be out in a few months. It's going to have a lot higher production value to educate people out there. And his book, of course, is Strategic Relocation. And it's in the third edition, available at InfoWars.com, discounted. If you want to get informed and also support the broadcast and his work. Now, he was just on last week, and I don't normally have guests on 2 weeks in a row, but I appreciate him coming on. But so much of what we talked about is now coming out in the mainstream media. Here's the Washington Times today. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. That is one of the reports. This is unprecedented. They're a head Russian chief of general. A Russian chief of general staff came out and at a meeting with NATO and said, if you deploy those, that allows you to have a first strike. You hit us with nukes, we fire missiles, you shoot them down. You do that, we're going to hit your sites. And I know Joel Skousen's a big expert on what's going on with the Russians, so we'll get his take on that. Also, of course, he's a former Marine Corps fighter pilot. Amazing stories with the carrier landings and Mach 2 events and things like that as well. And maybe he'll tell us some of those on the other day, but I doubt we'll have time for that. He told it in the talk we had. Also, his uncle wrote The Naked Communist, and he's the editor of World Affairs Brief and is a top expert in strategic relocation and creating secure homes. In fact, he wrote The Secure Home, the Bible on it. But again, enough of his bio. You know who he is. He joins us on the subject first, of Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps, and that came out in the federal cases, and I have that video out, dovetailed, and they wanted 25 million killed, they thought would need to be killed on those bases. And it goes on, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And it says, get their Social Security numbers, have PSYOPs, find out the political dissenters. It's all in there. It's for America and also overseas. And there's been a false debate about that, but I've read it myself, 300 pages, scanned over it. We have screenshots of all the subsections. To give us his take on this, because we were just talking about it last week on air when he was in studio rounding up dissidents. This is amazing because we know the camps are there, but this is confirming. They're even calling it the Stalinist or North Korean-style re-education camp. This re-education, an amazing term to be using that. They don't call it conditioning or reorientation or de-radicalization. They call it re-education and re-education camps. Joel Skousen, what do you make of this?
Well, we're talking about Army Field Manual 3-39.4, and this is a revised field manual from their normal prison camp training manual that they put out to the Army. This has been revised since Abu Ghraib so that it has, specific and carefully worded concepts about not abusing principles of prisoners and not allowing detention as...
Hey, Joel, your phone's a little bit muffled. I know you're on the road about to catch a plane. Are you on a hands-free?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Do me a favor. Talk right into the receiver.
Okay, how's this?
It's a little bit better. Please continue.
All right. In any case, Alex, you're exactly correct. The article that you put out and Paul Joseph Watson wrote for InfoWars.com is something that everybody should see. I've read the manual, and it does, in fact, give all of the details about how the Army would implement the lockup of civilians, and it talks about displaced civilians. It's interesting when you read the whole manual, it doesn't raise alarm bells with a normal Army person because this is the typical thing we prepare for in a combat zone. There will be civilians. There will be displaced civilians and how you treat them. But it does give certain hints that, in fact, this is going to be used on Americans. It talks specifically about they will have to get an exception to posse comitatus, and they will have to use executive power to get that exception, and they will also seek to get a congressional resolution that we are under an insurgency. And so it's very, very clear that they put legal language in there to try to justify the re-education of civilians. They do talk about psychological operations officers, how they will try to convince these dissidents about the benefits of American policies and actions. So this is clearly a document aimed at Army officers in order to not alarm them. And that's why we have to be careful to say this does not give what the government is trying to do. This is implementation to Army officers, and it's specifically written so it doesn't alert them to what the government's really up to.
Sure, it's dryly written. Most military and police called in and understood this, but one guy called in and just said, well, this is for overseas. This isn't for domestic. And I just had the feeling it was a staged call. It sounded like a PSYOP.
Well, clearly this is aimed domestically as well because they do mention posse comitatus and the fact that they're going to have to get an exception. Now, of course, if you were a prisoner under that and you said, look, I've read the copy of the manual. You're supposed to, within 72 hours, give me a right of appeal. It's time to have a determination of whether or not I'm under the Geneva Convention. All that's right in your manual. You know, they'd probably just blow you off and say, we don't have that stuff in front of us, and you don't have a lawyer, and you can't do anything to us. But clearly the language is written in there not to offend the sensibilities of patriotic Army officers. They think they're simply going to be implementing something because of massive unrest and that we have to control populations during a military operation within the borders of the United States.
Well, the point is, this didn't just pop up today. It's been a slow, incremental, across administrations, continuity of agenda towards total control. And then you've got the fact that this is set up, from what I've seen, along a Soviet model. Joel, do you agree with that? I mean, all the terms being used, re-education, loudspeaker systems, the whole way that this has been deployed and set up is exactly what came out in the federal court case with Bill Ayers when they were planning to put conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists in giant camps and kill 25 million of us.
Well, I do agree with you that this matches very clearly both the Soviet model and the, and to a certain extent, the Nazi Germany model, but more like the Soviet model and even very disturbingly, much like the North Korean model. And so I think this is something they, I mean, it has been the, in recent history, it has been Vietnam, Laos, and China that have used, in North Korea, this, the re-education camps to the greatest extent. These are the people that have the top expertise, including torture, which this manual does not mention. But, and I think they're not going to tell the military that they're going to go back to that. But once you get in these camps, of course, there are no rights. There are no procedures. You do as I say is what they tell you.
Well, we know from Abu Ghraib and other camps in Iraq, we know from Camp X-Ray, they have the general camp and they have a special torture camp for special personnel, generally contractors or CIA, where they take people. And so, but expanding on that, they even have pain compliance in jails now. The restraint chairs, the billy clubs, the tasers, undoubtedly they're going to be controlling the dissidents in these with torture. But this is only 2 years old, 2010. Why do you think they're now upgrading it and using terms like re-education, re-education camp? I mean, that's directly out of, as you said, Stalinist Russia or North Korea. Why not use a politically correct term?
Well, you know, the military, and I'm a former military officer, and I've had prison camp training as part of the Marine Corps as an officer, and they've had PSYOPs is a term that's been around since the 50s. So that isn't particularly new. Re-education is new. You know, it's probably slow accommodation of the American people to get them used to this, but more so, it's accommodation of American Army officers. You know, ever since the rise of Ron Paul, as you know, there has been a mini revolt going on in the military services against, you know, illegal actions and being called to that. So the military's got a real problem. I think one of the reasons for implementing this kind of language is to ferret out those who might object to it, get them out of the service. That's what all of the mercenaries involved in these past two wars have been involved in order to filter, to vet, to develop a cadre of, frankly, I'll use the word thugs, people who don't have a conscience that will be able to implement this. And they're reaping thousands of these people. They don't have to bring in foreign troops. They're going to have plenty of Americans that will do this to Americans as long as they, you know, can separate the people that have internet access and understand what the agenda is and those that are dumbed down yes men in the military.
That's why we're in a race. You know, we talked privately at dinner about the TSA. Now we've confirmed they're now going to be in every city and town, warrantless bag searches, and the Secret Service, CBS News Today, groping all over Chicago. So the feds come to your town and start groping you for the Fuhrer's safety. It's clear. The TSA is here to acclimate us to being stopped, and then, oh, you're on the list. You didn't know you were on the list. You get put in the back of a squad car, taken to a facility, trucked to one of these re-education camps.
Well, you know, all of these re-education camps have been very, very difficult to ferret out. I believe that they are virtually all on dismantled or active duty military bases. I have had my subscribers out searching for these and tracking down rumors of what they have, and a lot of those rumors end up being false, but we have confirmed that they do have them on military bases. The Nellis Air Force Base has one, Seymour Johnson.
Yeah, it's generally right out in the middle, and they call it a internment training facility. We've confirmed a bunch of them. So they call them a training facility, but they're sitting there waiting.
That's right. I mean, it's like the one at Nellis, for example. Now, Nellis has this prison camp system that's built right as part of the fence, the triple fencing that goes around the nuclear warhead storage facility. Well, it obviously serves dual purpose. Why put a prison camp right on the border of that fence if you aren't in essence going to use double duty and put prisoners in there for a holdover if you have a massive influx of prisoners? And why, for example, in Seattle, do you have this big holding facility where they can fly people in ready for distribution and shipping out on rails? This is preparation for this kind of event. I mean, this facility in Seattle is massive, this holding facility, and it's nearly empty. They just keep enough prisoners going through there to keep the staff.
Oh, there you go. Sandpoint Naval Brig that they've still got is in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. I had the local newscast where at the G20, or no, that was the WTO meeting in 99, they took thousands and put them in the, quote, old naval brig, and FEMA ran it. So that's my point. They admit it's sports stadiums, it's old brigs, it's old armories, it's old facilities. We learned a lot in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. It said old bases, how they do it. That was an attempt to bring it out in the open and get more funding, but it told us basically the whole blueprint.
And it's interesting that Congress did, and I confirmed this, authorize funding to refurbish World War II prison camps, but I've checked that out, and there's nothing that's been active in that regard. It could be done in the future, but nothing has been done. So those rumors are false right now about those being refurbished and ready to go.
It's incredible. Shifting gears, well, let me ask this question, then we'll get into the Russia situation, the Russia threat. The military is so awake and gave the majority of their contributions to Ron Paul. I see that in calls on the streets. The most awake group now is the military. Wasn't that case 10 years ago, but it's overwhelming and happening fast. The military callers say half their buddies or all their buddies. It's always above half, but sometimes all. Generally about 70% are totally awake now to a certain extent, they say. What is the system going to do? Just because they've got a bunch of commissars that want to put Americans in re-education camps and would love to, you know, get you and I and others in there and break our noses, they're not going to get away with it. The minute they try that, it is going to be explosive. I mean, to say the least.
Well, think Blackwater. Think the special brigades of the mercenaries. These are being increased all of the time. These people are hungry for work. I'll bet you will see more and more of these specialized mercenaries moving in to engage in this rather than ordinary troops, because I think they would have a problem unless there was proper justification, which there won't be, obviously. So I think you're right. But they know about this. They know about this resistance. That's why they are really restricting Internet access to soldiers. They're tracking it. They're tracking all of this stuff. And I've talked to soldiers who have been chastised publicly for being on Ron Paul's sites and engaging in what they call extremist literature. It's just as bad as the chaplains now being forced to or forced out of the service if they refuse to service the gay community in the service with positive feedback in their chaplain sermons.
Amazing. There's been two new bombings in the Russian Caucasus region. It leaves at least 12 dead. That's in the LA Times. I just broke minutes ago. Let's start getting into the Russia situation. This is unprecedented from what I've seen in history in modern times. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense, and that's in the Moscow newspapers in a meeting with NATO, their head general. I guess I'll butcher his name. Nikolai Makarov. Said that if they begin to activate the missiles, or before they're activated, Russia's going to attack them. Joel Skousen.
Well, the key is that they claim the right to preemptively strike them. There's no way they're going to go through with a preemptive strike without some justification, but they've got preemptive out there. Now, what's interesting about this is State Department and the U.S. military should be coming on and saying, Russia has no excuse to be upset. These are not capable of striking anyone. These have no warheads on them. So Russia is entirely mistaken, you know, with a wolfish grin about it. They know better than that, too. You can't make an anti-missile system into an offensive weapon. It has no warhead. It can't do anything at all. In fact, it isn't even very effective against missiles. But, of course, I believe our own globalist government is doing this on purpose, not because they intend to really defend Europe. There aren't enough missiles to do that. I mean, we just got a handful of them. In fact, it has really caused a backlash in the Czech Republic. I've talked to people in Czechoslovakia who say they are hopping mad that they went out on a limb to accept anti-ballistic missiles in Czechoslovakia and the radar system, and then the United States government pulled out and left us vulnerable to Russia. He says, now we have had most of the Americans leave Czechoslovakia, and they're being replaced by Russian businessmen. Russian leaders are coming in to fill the vacuum because America is looked upon as an unreliable ally.
It's all part of the globalist strategy to actually give provocation to the Russians to expand in the region. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Schultzhausen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their sex life. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of sex. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why we created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, performance, and the passion. In a study, 85% of men reported an improvement in their sexual desire. That's great news. So call now to receive a free bottle with your order. That's not all. If you call today, you'll also receive the brand new Nitro Boost for even better intimacy, absolutely free. Call 1-800-811-6897. That's 1-800-811-6897. Remember, testosterone is what makes a man a man. So don't delay. Call 1-800-811-6897. That's 1-800-811-6897.
Schultzhausen is our guest. We're getting into the Russia situation. So I might have stole your thunder there, or do you disagree? As we went to break, I'm saying, is this just a way to give Russia a provocation to expand and a way to antagonize Russia? What's the whole point of this?
Well, the entire missile system is meant to antagonize and provoke Russia. You are correct about that. the Russians know as well as everyone else that these missiles are not there to stop a rogue Iranian missile. If you want to stop an Iranian missile, you put them out on the border with Iran. In fact, Russia went to the extent of offering the U.S. missile site on the border with Iran so that they could prove that the U.S. wanting to keep them in Europe were aiming them at Russia. Now, what this really means, there's 2 points to why they made this threat of preemptively striking these missile sites. Number one, they want to scare the former Soviet states, like Poland, into the fact that you're going to be the target of a nuclear attack if you accept these missiles or if you allow them to stay on your soil. And so there is some pressure being applied, and that's one of the pressures that made Czechoslovakia nervous when the U.S. didn't back them up when the Russians issued their threat to Czechoslovakia. The other thing is that they're giving fair warning that, in fact, and I'm convinced because that they will use tactical nuclear weapons, not ICBMs, to take out these sites. They'll use tactical nuclear weapons to take out these missile sites before they launch their planned preemptive ballistic missile strike on the West, because these missiles are primarily there in order to take out Russian missiles in the boost phase. Now, we know from PDD-60, Alex, that the U.S. intends to absorb a nuclear first strike and not retaliate till afterwards when it's ineffective and when we have nothing or hardly anything left. And so that is why I believe that the U.S., you know, will in fact allow these missile sites to be destroyed before Russia launches their preemptive nuclear strike, which I'm not predicting until the early next decade.
So what do you expect Russia to do? I mean, does Russia normally just make threats to attack sites, they say, before they even get activated?
Well, once again, I think the reason why it's being done now is to scare the former Soviet states into not cooperating in this manner with the West. Now, remember that Russia intends to control, and they still are to a large extent controlling the former Soviet states. I've been talking to all of the dissidents, whether it's in Hungary or Bulgaria, and all of these so-called anti-communist leaders are actually former communists who are still communists and who are still got Russian advisors in there. And when we let these people into NATO, it's just like having spies into NATO. And that's what our own globalist government intends. But I continue to seek to expand NATO into the former Soviet states. We're letting them in the back door. And it's not going to turn out pretty for the West when the Russians finally decide to take back these former Soviet states.
Joel Skousen, thank you so much for the analysis. And the final equation, I think this re-education camp thing is really starting to wake some people up. This has gone super viral.
Yes, I think so. Kudos to your site on breaking the story, Alex. Good job.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just saying it's exciting, though, that people are really starting to pay attention.
Well, it is. If my emails, I'm getting hundreds of emails a day. I can hardly keep up with it, thanks to the warnings that your site and mine are giving out on this.
WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Thank you, Alex.
By the way, folks, I'll be back live, I should always add, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, or this, we need XM to pick up the Sunday show. It's only weekdays, XM 166. You can always listen at Infowars.com on the free audio streams there. And don't forget, in the listen section, we have the free podcast every day to be delivered to your iPhone or iPad or whatever system you have when and where you want. Key information coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.